Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, we are the Irish Council for Civil Liberties is where we're going next. They are appearing before the Oireachtas Justice Committee today, calling for the age of criminal responsibility to be raised to 14. But what is the appropriate age for people to have full responsibility for their actions? Well, let's have a listen to some of what the Irish Council for Civil Liberties have to say. They were speaking on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Here's Sean Egan.
When the committee which oversees compliance with the convention obligations reviewed Ireland in 2023, they made a very strong recommendation that Ireland raise our age of criminal responsibility to at least 14. And that's to reflect our evolving understanding of the sort of social development and the neuroscience behind child development. Children are not able to sort of process cause and effect in the same way that we adults can. And for the youngest children, they don't have a sufficient level of understanding of the consequences of their actions, and they're so much more vulnerable to being led astray.
And that was Sean Egan from the Irish Council for Civil Liberty speaking on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Joining me now is child welfare consultant Kieran McGrath. Good evening to you. Just to clarify at the start, I suppose, so this age of criminal responsibility, that means essentially you below that age, you can't be charged with a criminal crime. Is that the sense of it?
That's it. That's exactly what it means.
Yeah. That's it in one go. So are there any exemptions to that?
No. No. I mean, the age is the age. That's it.
Yeah. That's it. Because there's some other countries they have exemptions, so I didn't know if they had here. The idea of raising it up to 14 from 12 then, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a nice idea, but I would be in favour of it, and I'll tell you why. I would be in favour if we could do away with smartphones, because currently we have a very serious problem in relation to sexually abusive behaviour by teenagers. And, for example, in the UK at the moment, the latest figures show that 52% of all child sexual abuse is perpetrated by teenagers, and they're getting younger and younger. Don't forget, we had our Anna Creagle murder, and the two boys involved in that were 13 at the time. In Spain, for example, the age is 14. My work, I work in Spain, I also work in Ireland, I divide myself between the two countries. They have a serious problem in Spain precisely because the age is now 14 in relation to sexual offences. It's completely different if we're talking about kids who steal a bike or get involved in some kind of minor pilfering. That kind of thing we should not criminalise children for, young people for. But we know now that in relation to sexual offences, they can commit very serious crimes, and the most serious, of course, is the Anna Creagle situation. And the difference is, some years ago, the amount of child sexual abuse perpetrated by teenagers was around 30%. It's now jumped by a further 20. And the difference between 30 and 50 is because of the proliferation of smartphones. Mm. Not mobile phones, smartphones. The access that young people have to pornography, extreme pornography, is having a very detrimental effect on them. And most parents are not aware just how dangerous smartphones are in the hands of young teenagers. And I don't just mean boys. I mean, the majority are boys, but girls also can not just be vulnerable to being exploited. They can actually do very serious things themselves with smartphones. And if we could do away with that, I'd say, yeah, go ahead, drop the age, or increase the age to 14. But currently, for example, in Spain, there's a lot of offences being carried out by teenagers under the age of 14, and the services are not geared up at all to deal with them. If you don't get into the criminal system in here, you basically don't get any proper services. And the problem is that you then have this big gap between the 12 and 14. And 13, unfortunately, is becoming an age when this becomes very serious. So if we could do away with smartphones and we could do away with the access to pornography, yes, I think it would be a great idea. We have to live in the real world, and unfortunately, we have a very serious problem.
I suppose the argument would be that a lot of the people who are at that age, boys or girls, they're not fully formed people. Their brains haven't fully developed. And so should we be punishing them effectively as adults when there is a higher chance of rehabilitating them than there might be with an older person?
Well, they're not punished by as adults, but they are dealt with in the criminal system. Look at it from the other point of view. Look at it from the point of view of if you were the parents of Anna Kriegel, for example, and you were told that those two boys are not going to be dealt with in the criminal system at all, they're going to be dealt with as a child protection matter, for example, I don't think you'd be too happy about it. If your child was sexually exploited by, for example, being tricked into showing, nude pictures of themselves, and then that was sent around to 1,000 other places, which was then sent to another 1,000 places, you wouldn't be happy if they could not be dealt with in the criminal system. So you have to look at it from both sides of the coin. And one of the ways in which, you know, people get to really realize how serious this is, and it is very serious, is by making it part of the criminal system. And in general, I would be opposed to, you know, having young people as young as 12 brought into the criminal system. But this is an exception. And don't forget, I mean, when you talk about in terms of neuroscience, the human brain is not really probably fully developed until people reach the age of about 23 or 24. So if you want to use the neuroscience argument, that really doesn't stand up, because you can't extend it up to early 20s, which is in accordance with the development of the brain, because we all know what teenagers, older teenagers get up to, and again, very, very serious matters. So you can use the argument, and it is a kind of a theoretical argument, which most of the time when people think about young kids, we don't think about them doing very serious things. We think about them maybe pilfering, maybe getting involved in very minor stuff. But in fact, there's a spectrum of behavior, and if you don't take account of the very serious, and now in particular the sexually abusive behavior, then I think we would be creating a problem for ourselves.
Yeah, and you could also make the argument as well that young people are maturing at an earlier age, or at least if not maturing, exposed to adult content at an earlier age, I think you've said. I suppose
They can't handle it. My advice to parents, and I have a guide for parents, which is can be readily downloaded. I would suggest to parents, why would you let your child drive your car before the age of 16, and yet you give him a phone, which is a very dangerous device in the wrong hands, without thinking about it, just thinking about it's just a form of communication, it's just a type of entertainment. People really don't realize just how dangerous they are in the hands of young, immature people, especially boys, when they're exposed to all kinds of really extreme stuff on the internet, which they can very easily access, and they really don't think about it. And when you think of the consequences, for example, if a young person gets convicted of a sexual offence, the consequences for that, for their whole career, their whole future, is very serious. And parents really need to be much more aware of how dangerous they are. But until we reach that point where parents are prepared to take phones off young people or not give it to them in the first place, we really have to make sure that we don't sell victims short by excluding very serious crimes out of the criminal system.
Okay. Child welfare consultant Kieran McGrath, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.